Yo,
Leo,
we in here, bro. Fuck it, is, shawty.
Shit.
Same been a while,
old,
huh?
Same old, yeah.
It's been a while, huh? You get me, fam.
Been a minute.
Been a while.
Been a while. Been a while, isn't it?
All right, so listen, man. Listen. We back at a new episode of BBK Podcast. Don't know what episode we're on, you know what I'm saying? Life come at you real fast.
Yeah, so. Don't even ask me. I don't know.
Yeah, niggas get busy type shit. Damn, I'm starting. We ain't even a minute in, and I'm already, you know what I'm saying, just dropping in words and shit. God, man. Kind of either introduction, no good shit, you know what I'm saying? That is what it is, though. You know, it's May, month 5 and, you know, out of 12. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know, this year flying pretty fast, bro. This year really is flying fast as hell, I must say.
Yeah.
In a few weeks, we in June. You know what I'm saying? And I say that because it's going to feel like 2 weeks, but the month won't be over. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
You know, but so we are back with a new episode. You know, we're going to talk about some things, bro. some things, you know, that's going on out there type shit. Like, I you know, we're going to talk about the fucking Elon Musk acquiring Twitter type shit. Or at least attempting to, because it's not fully through yet. But you're going to talk about that and just, like, you know, what that shit really... The effects of that type of shit, like from my standpoint and like what I see, and like also the shit that's come out, you know, about some of the shit with the former Twitter CEO and then with the shit with the current Twitter CEO, like there's a lot of shit, bro, that's been going on. And I feel like that, you know, it's crazy to say, like, what I've been reading kind of like relates to us, you know, based upon, like, you know, we be tweeting some wild shit sometimes, and as you know, I'm pretty sure most people know, like, I got a fucking burner Twitter account. I don't even have a real Twitter account for myself. Like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Black got a burner Twitter account. He can't even get a real Twitter account for himself.
I don't. They don't be banning me. I be getting away with it.
Yeah, I ain't lying, bro. You one of the lucky ones, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I be getting away with it. I be speaking mind on that.
So we're talking about that today. Then we're going to talk about, man, this Meg Thee Stallion shit with Tory Lanez. And again, it ain't more. It's not even about the details of this shit. Again, it's like the shit that, like, niggas are seeing on social media and, like, how this shit is look. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about that. But, like, real quick, I want to say something, though, because, like, you know, I'm not really going to be on social media. I know I told you I was going to wait until my social media, not even my social media, my hiatus is over, and then I was going to post it. But I think I'm just going to post it before I, like, fully start it, which is going to start later tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I was talking to Black about it. And I was just like, I ain't even want to call it like a mental health break. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to call it that because, like, I don't think that's even like, I mean, it's part of it, but that's not like fully what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how like you just feel like you running everywhere.
Yeah.
Like mentally and physically, you feel like you just doing so much shit. Like you woo, you at first you hear, then you hear, and then you, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just for me to catch my breath and like not like have, like, all this other shit outside of, like, me working and whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Again, like, it's not, like, no, it's not one person that's, like, causing that. It's none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's nobody. It's the fact that I'm tired. Mentally, physically, I'm tired. Like, you know, and nigga ain't getting enough sleep.
It's just like therapy. You shouldn't be going to therapy every time. Like, every time you go to therapy, it shouldn't be a 911 call. Like, you should be going to therapy even when things are good.
Right, and that's
like
what I'm saying.
Just
like,
be a normal
like,
thing.
Right now, like, ain't nothing bad going on in my life to me. Like, oh, yeah, like, yo, this is, like, the, but I'm saying, I'm not going to blame, some shit has happened. But, again, like, I've got, you know what I'm saying, I've got past it or whatever, but I'm at a point to where, like, I told Black that social media breaks in general, I like to do those, but these little hiatus breaks, I like to do these at least 3 times a year. And I kind of, like, I was sitting down the other day, and I was like, holy shit, we're in month 5, we're in May.
Yep.
And I have yet to have a break, and I usually do 3 a year. You know what I'm saying? I think it's time to do a break, and I'm pushing. I've seen myself a little bit. You know, I'm getting a little more upset than usual. I'm a lot. You know, so I'm tired than usual. So you know, like, you know, I just need a little break, bro. You know what I'm saying? Break away from shit. I'll probably be back. I see. It's gonna be a short break. Next little 5-day break. You know, so I'll probably be back Saturday on social media posting and shit like that. But like. Yeah, I just want to take a break. I just want, you know, people out there who, like, you know what I'm saying, you do the same shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I know everybody do it differently and everything like that, but yeah, I know it's real healthy, though, bro. It allows you, like you said, it allows you to get a breather after, like, being in a chaotic-ass, Not even chaotic, just being in a space of where, like, you're always doing some shit. Like, ain't no downtime.
Yeah.
Like, you're always doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, the downtime is 100% needed in any aspect. Whether you're working or you're doing whatever, like, you need downtime to, like, really, you know, fucking get your shit together. But yeah, so I just want to start it with that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to start with that because, like I said, I want that to be, like, a known thing. I did post that I was going to drop this today. So, you know. I don't know, maybe somebody might actually see the post and they might come and listen and they want to know, like, you know, because a lot of text certain people, like, hey, like, I won't be around for a couple of days, or like, hey, I won't be talking to you for a little bit, only because, like, I didn't want it to be, like, a thing where I just, like, went ghost on people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I did text people, let people know, like, you know, I won't be around, and, but, you know, every time, you know, response was, like, I hope everything's okay, or, you know, it's like, I didn't want people to think, like, something's wrong, like, nothing's wrong, I'm just tired, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just tired. I'm just exhausted. You know, my body has been telling me already that, hey, you need to sit down. And it's time for you to listen. But all right, all that's out the window. That's out the way. Let's get into this shit, bro. Elon Musk bought Twitter. I think it was for, what, $44 billion?
That's
a lot of fucking money, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot of money.
They said cash. They said cash, but...
Cash?
Yeah, they said cash, but like, there's you don't buy in cash like that.
Well, see, that's why I said in the beginning.
No one's just got $44 billion just sitting around.
Because I did hear that he's trying to get some financial backing so that he's not eating that full 44. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah, that's fucking smart.
I mean, that's what they normally do with transactions that big. They normally no one's just got $44 billion in cash. Yeah, just sitting around.
Granted, we know Elon Musk because he's the richest nigga in the world, I think. If I'm not mistaken, he's the richest person in the world. He does, but, you know, nobody...
the richest dude in the world, like, that shit is resources, just, credit, assets. Like, you got to pull it from different places. It's not all sitting in one spot. Yeah.
But, you know, I was reading up on shit, and a lot of people are against it. And I must say, I'm one of the people that is for it. I was, you know, I was reading up on some shit, and he was just stating how, like, bro, like... freedom of speech, and we talked about it last night, to where, and I don't want you guys to think, like, you know, these scenarios are like we know we're heartless and shit like that, but, like, no, it's just like being, like, real nigga shit. Like, it's like real life shit, bro. It's not a fairy tale. Like, shit ain't always peaches, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real shit. So I was saying how, like, Twitter has to me, they violated the freedom of speech whole thing easily. They violated. Because they've done the thing of it has to be current time, like, type of thing.
Yeah.
So, like,
which goes against the whole notion of it, because freedom of speech wasn't even made in current time.
Because at that point, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, why was people able to say the N word with the ER at the end so much? You know what I'm saying? Like, why was that a thing?
And a myriad of other things, and express themselves in different ways, and sometimes even freedom of speech would even go to demonstrations of certain things. Like, it isn't always just speech. Sometimes it's sometimes it's demonstrating. So, like, it's funny how the narrative likes to flip when it pertains to a certain group that of a small subject of peoples. Like it's a big group, but it's a small group compared to the whole entire general population. It's a very small subgroup of the general population that you just want to appeal to at the time, for whatever those reasons are, and those reasons are very intricate. There's a lot of different that is happening and why that's going on that literally has nothing to do with free speech. And literally has has nothing to do with protecting against.
To me, it's easy. To me, it's censorship. Easy. Well, it's clearly censorship. Easy.
Yeah, it's just censorship.
But do you? To be honest with you, Twitter reminds me. It's gonna stuff. What is it? Which one is it? Which Korea is it? They got the OD restrictions. I know China got, like, OD restrictions.
North Korea,
where, like. Yeah, it's like North Korea almost, like, on Twitter, bro. Like, you can't say certain shit.
You can't watch certain propaganda.
Again, that too, the whole propaganda shit. You know, Elon Musk came out and was like, Twitter, did you know Twitter actually perm banned the New York Post So yeah. Last night, they perm banned the New York Post. You know who the fucking New York Post is? Like, it's one of the biggest news, you know, newspapers in the world, fucking New York City, in the world. And they perm banned them for a little bit because Twitter, I mean, because they, the New York Post was putting out an article that was 100% accurate information about Hunter Biden. I'm not saying I'm a Republican at all, so I don't want nobody to say that. All I'm saying is what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. You can't censor a newspaper because they're putting out an accurate article on a fan favorite of, you know what I'm saying, multiple, you know, a shit ton of people compared to letting shit roll with Trump. It's like, okay, if we're gonna stop Trump from saying shit that's wild, okay, vice versa. But if Trump is saying some truthful shit and you let him post, you gotta let Biden do the same thing. Or you know, vice versa. You let if Biden says some truthful shit, let him post it. Granted, Trump's probably the worst thing I could have used because Trump doesn't say any truthful shit. Let's see, any other Republican other than Trump.
And who owns the New York Post? Rupert Murdoch.
Okay, I don't know what
that is. He bought it in the 70s. He bought it in 76. He bought it in 76.
I know. What newspaper do Jeff Bozo own?
Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post.
There we go. I know he owns one of the things. But I'm just saying, like, you can't do that, though. Like, that's censorship.
But his name, the reason why I brought up Rupert Murdoch is because these bans and these... what's the word that we're using? These censorships are coming for certain reasons because of who owns it and who their ties are with and who controls the media and which way it's shifted and how that affects the money and how that affects the view of the people. A lot of it is fugazi.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like the Twitter censorship is like, like I said, that's what I was like when I'm reading up on this shit. Like I'm sitting there reading it. Like one night I was like, couldn't go to sleep. So I'm like, I'm just reading some shit and see like what's going on. I was reading this shit and I was like, oh, this is interesting as fuck. Like, oh my god, like everything.
And mind you, also around the time that they banned, another reason why I brought up the owner of Rupert Murdoch. What party does he represent?
Was the Republican? I'm not sure.
The Republican Party.
Yeah, you know the crazy part too. You know that they have perm ban high profile Republican. Whatever. That's besides the point. Whatever. But Twitter and its permanent ban is the main point we're getting at. Like Twitter and its censorship and allowing, like, fuck, I don't want to sound like a dickhead, but to me, it's like this, right? You can't censor the realness of shit and allow the fake shit to like run rampant on your website. Like you said, that one tweet we was all geeking about, where they was talking about somebody asked the question of, are you the same person on and off Twitter? Like, is your are you your actual internet persona? And I was like, yo, y'all got internet personas? That's the problem.
For a fact.
Allowing people to have an internet persona, but yet you censor the real people is fucking crazy to me. Like I said, people are in this day and age, people can tweet any wild shit and do anything they want. You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't say certain words,
like
you're good.
Oh, like the whole thing about like even your own personal perm ban that you got from Twitter, bro. We're in a day and age where everyone knows perm bans and getting censored and getting put on punishment pretty much is what it is. And motherfuckers, the whole Debo situation, people sending death threats, doing this, doing that.
Able to run
rampant. I hope, but able now, to run quick, rampant.
For everybody that does not know about my Twitter ban, right? My Twitter ban is because I tweeted that my PS4 was sounding like a jet engine because I had so many Call of Duty updates years ago, right? I tweeted that shit probably, last time I went back on the account, last time I tweeted was like July 1st of 2020. So roughly almost 2 years ago, I tweeted that, and that got me perm banned for offensive language. Yeah, of course, I, you know what I'm saying? I'm sugarcoating a little bit. I said bitch ass nigga. You know, I said some shit. Either way though, who am I offending? A company? A gaming company was so offended by my tweet that ain't have no retweets or nothing that I'm perm banned now. That doesn't make sense to me. But yet I'll see death threats. I'll see a person wishing death upon a person. I'll even see racist ass shit. And yet the person goes without punishment, bro. The parent, like I said, that perm ban thing is like the dumbest shit ever. The censorshipness is stupid. It's truly unfair. And like I said, what Elon Musk taking over, bro, he was like, bro, I'm bringing back freedom of speech. Everybody was like, oh no, Trump is coming back. Why is it that Trump can't have a Twitter? Like, can anybody really riddle me that? Like, why can't he have a Twitter? Because he says racist shit? Well, then how many people in the world shouldn't have a Twitter for
saying because racist? He had enough pull to spark hysteria. And I'm not agreeing with this, but because right, he had enough pull to spark hysteria and drawing uproaring and all of these other things. And quite honestly, it really came down to this is not becoming of a sitting president of the United States, and we've never had it like this before. And that's the reason why we're taking it away, because you're holding office, and if you're holding office, you're held to a higher standard.
And what I would say is that granted, he did indeed incite January 6th. He did incite that. He incited insurrection. Now, let me ask this question. Right, I pose this question. He incited that, right? He caused that. We all can agree on that. He did indeed cause that. That was some bad shit, right? So why does Travis Scott still have a Twitter? If you don't mind me asking.
It's a fact.
Because niggas legit died at his concert. Why does he still have a Twitter?
And let's be honest, because we talked about this on our previous pod. Let's also, because you know how everybody loves to go back on people's Twitters and pull up shit from 5-6 years ago, right? And be like, oh, well, this is what you said then, right? Some shit that half of those people probably don't even fucking remember, right? If we holding receipts and we holding people accountable like this, we shouldn't even be having that conversation about why does Travis have a Twitter account after people died at his concert when the last time he went to Houston before this actually happened, the fucking state police, Texas Public Department of Safety, literally threatened him with arrest to shut down the entire venue and stop the music because people were rioting in the streets because they were going so crazy behind the concert and was like, yo, this is threatening order in life. And yo, I'm about to lock you up to keep this from happening. Now, mind you, that was like 2015, 2016 that mm-hmm. happened. So they had time to prepare for this before this happened again. So if that's the case and that's what we're holding people to, why didn't they take their – I think the better question is why didn't they take his Twitter account the first time?
And that's what I'm saying. Like with the Twitter shit, I don't ever understand it because I don't see any fairness in it.
So your point is still valid, but why wait till now? Why didn't we do that? Because y'all love pulling receipts. Why the fuck didn't y'all take his shit back then?
After it happened, he was wilding on Twitter.
Fuck this.
I'm not beefing with Twitter. I have no animosity with Twitter. I just think it's become a... It's not what it once was. Right?
I mean, it's obviously not what it once was. You couldn't say wild shit without having to be held accountable. You could say some wild shit on Twitter and niggas be like, yo, I'm pulling up to your house right now.
Right, and the niggas are really sliding.
So people now wouldn't say certain shit because you had to back it up.
Right, and now you don't have to worry about that no more.
Now when a motherfucker pull up on you and you were saying some vile, rank, disrespectful, off the world, threatening shit, now real motherfucker that's on that same time from before when we was what in middle school, high school, when you couldn't talk like that on Twitter. But I'm saying back then was when you couldn't just run around and do certain shit and say certain shit. Plus, on top of that, there was no censorship. So people could rebuttal you and really get in your ass without there being any repercussions.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, right? I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. You know one thing I don't see no more, and it's not funny. Like I don't say it's funny, but you don't see it no more. So you know how like you had somebody shit talk you on Twitter some shit, and you would check their bio, and they got rest in peace, grandma, and that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You see somebody tweet, go pick your dead grandma up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nut shit like that. You don't see that no more. Why is that censorship? Again, Twitter has allowed people to say whatever they want, but if you're the person responding back, you're in trouble, not them.
Yeah, not the person that initially instigates it and starts it. And the person that instigates it and starts it is always the person crying about, oh, this shouldn't be this way. When then, you literally then brought about, you want to know
the funny part? I think the person who probably had the funniest Twitter brand has to be black. All the man tweeted jokingly was tweeted to one of his friends, nigga, follow me back. Perm banned. Could you imagine tweeting that, bro? Like, you're just, man, he's joking. He just played, you can't follow a nigga back type shit. Perm banned.
He wasn't even joking. That was like a legitimate question. Nah,
he was joking because he knew the nigga who he was tweeting at.
No, I understand that, but I'm trying to go a little bit deeper about the fact that he knows him in real life, and he like that. That what he said, just like what we said about these internet personas. He's saying what he would literally say in person. It wasn't just a joke. It wasn't condescending or threatening. It was like, yo, nigga, you can't follow me back.
Just like that. Perfect.
It was a joke. You can't follow me back. Like just normal, fucking normal.
Perm ban. It's crazy. That's what I said. I felt like a lot of time, like targeting was definitely a thing. Like I feel like if you got suspended once, you had a target on your back. I felt like that because, like, after that, right? I would tweet some shit, and they'd be like, "You sure you want to tweet this?"
Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm. Fuck is going on? Like, what you mean? So, as I said, what Elon Musk taking over though, bro? Like I said, me personally, I think it's going to be really good for Twitter. Prom Twitter was always great. Prom Twitter to me is sophomore year all the way in through probably my freshman year, my freshman
2012 through 2016. College.
Yeah, I was like, because I said my freshman year would be your sophomore, so I took a year off when we first got out. I took a year off because I wasn't trying to do school shit. But that was like prime Twitter. After that, it just went downhill. Again, I'm not trying to say that people should be, you know, able to like free willy nilly be racist, but they have a fucking right to.
I'm gonna be straight up. I think that
they have a right to.
The correct way to say it is that. I don't morally support.
Right.
I don't morally support internet. Your open racism, but I will allow it because it is constituted in the law itself. And if I want my free reign of right to be able to speak, you have to have yours first off. Second off, we don't operate off of feelings. I would much rather that the racist be open and racist to my face and he tell me what it is than lie and be behind my back smiling in my face but behind my back talking that same shit. I would rather you be upfront about it. Because I know how to carry you.
Right? I'm going to be honest, right? The thing I never understood was the fact that, like, bro, it's a fucking app. You don't like it, turn it off.
That's simple.
That simple, bro. And it was a shit I was telling you last night where I don't know if people remember, there was an app, right? Before the new Send It shit, right? There was an app to where you could send anonymous, you know, you could post on your Instagram or your Snapchat or whatever. You could post asking niggas that send an anonymous question that you could answer them and shit. Of course, you don't know who it's from, whatever, right? There was a boy who, I think the first app was called Yellow, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. It was something. It was like a yellow app, though. Whatever it was. There was a boy who did it one day on his Snapchat. And, you know, you guys can look this shit up, too. He did it on his Snapchat, and they were sending him, like, hateful shit or whatever. Like, hateful-ass things. And, the kid ended up taking his life. And after that happened, his parents sued the company. The app has not been, you know, an app since then. Right? It's been closed because of that. You can, like I said, you can Google this shit. It's all there. All right, I point it. Me personally, I think that's a little unfair. It's still unfair that millions of people can't use an app because, you know, that happened. Not saying what happened is right because it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I don't want to hear nobody passing away. But, bro, at the end of the day, bro, like, that's an action that person chose to do. Far as opening that app, asking niggas to send anonymous questions and getting that type of hate, bro. If the hate that bad, turn it off, bro. Please, like, turn it off. Don't entertain that shit.
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna be real with you.
Saying, y'all, which one? Turn it
I'm gonna
off,
be real bro. With you. I'm gonna be real with you. It's just antagonist. It's not hate,
right?
Because the word hate, this also goes into intellectuality, and I think that a lot of the people that be crying about their feelings are fucking stupid and don't even really understand what they're saying. They're just going purely based off of emotion, off of emotion that they're not intelligent about. And I don't really necessarily believe in emotional intelligence, but it's like, yo, you don't even truly understand yourself, because number one, you have to have thick skin. You have to have thick skin. But nobody can truly hate you that doesn't know you.
Come on. This is a thing, though, right? This is a thing. This is a thing that that's how I look at it, right?
Hate has a meaning.
Come on. This is a thing, right? If them niggas really had smoke with you, bro, and not even had smoke, but if niggas really felt that way about you, why the fuck they ain't man enough or woman enough to come say that shit to you, not being anonymous, bro? You get what I'm saying?
It's facts.
If they really, you know what I'm saying, if they really on that tip shit, like, oh, you's a hoe, come say that to me in my face. If it ain't in my face, I ain't respecting it. If my name on it, I ain't respecting it. If it ain't directed to me, I ain't respecting it. No. If it's not directed to me and I know who it's directed from, I'm not respecting it. If that shit's anonymous, bro, I don't give a fuck. Cause look, you ain't even got the balls to say this shit to me, what showing your face, bro. You have to hide yourself to say that shit to me. I ain't gonna let nothing. If you got hide yourself to say something to me, bro, I ain't gonna let nothing you say affect me, bro. Period. Ain't gonna happen. You ain't got the balls to tell me, man to man, how you feel about me. You ain't got the balls, but yeah, you'll do this shit anonymously. I can't fuck with you. Can't respect it. None of that. You's a bitch.
Period.
You's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you's a bitch, bro. Like, real nigga shit. You's
They're
a bitch,
talking bro. Bad about me, and they hate me and all of it. Yo, to hate somebody, bro, to hate somebody is actually to love somebody. It's just spiteful, jaded anger. That's all hate is. And for somebody to say that they hate you and they don't know you, that's jealousy.
Facts. Identify some motherfuckers just hating just to hate, bro. Bro, that nigga is miserable. That bitch is miserable about something that ain't going
to. That ain't got nothing to do with you.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
It ain't got nothing to do with you. It ain't got nothing to do with you.
I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing for myself, and they watching me. They have their own set of issues that they need to work through. You know what I'm saying?
I'll never report.
That's what that is.
I'll never sit
bro.
Back and report somebody that says something negative to me or somebody, none of the rest of that other shit. For the simple fact that I know that a lot of y'all don't put y'all money where y'all mouth is. Because the person, and this is how I gauge it, because the person that actually puts their money where their mouth is ain't doing a whole lot of chat. Yep. And it's a fact. If I'm going to do something to you, why would I tell you exactly what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, and all the rest of this other shit with a whole bunch of semantics? The person that you need to be afraid of is the person that's not speaking. It's just really just as simple as that. But as far as Elon buying Twitter, you know, I think some of the perks of it will be good. But I mean, like, I don't know what he's going to do to monetize it. That's the thing.
He's actually turning it private. And that's what I'm saying. I want to get into a little bit more detail.
But wait, that's what I'm saying. But with him going private, you got to make something return off of that money that he didn't spend.
So we're going to see what he can do. But I tell you this: the former CEO, the nigga Jack, who you know originally helped create Twitter and all that other and all that shit, or whatever, take it to where it's at. You know, before this new dude, he came up with some tweets and he was saying that he admitted that like. One of his first mistakes was one allowing Twitter to have perm bans. I was like, see, so why the fuck would you think it was a good idea if you knew it wasn't? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then he also was like, the first issue was making it go public and including shareholders, because now you got motherfuckers to talk to or report to. Mm-hmm. You know saying? You got Mitra there happy.
Because who has, because but not only just that, who's investing in the company.
Not only just that, you being the owner,
if you don't have a certain amount of shares for you to be able to really do what you need to do, you got to sit before a board. That's the reason why he also dragged it out more to buy more shares before he actually bought the company, so that when he gets to a certain point where they got to deliberate over how they're going to deal with something as a company.
And that's why if he's got more shares than everybody else at the table, it doesn't matter.
It's no conversation to be had.
He had brought nine. And then another company seen that he was trying to do that. So then they went and brought 10. Like mm-hmm. Elon was like, yeah, fuck all that shit. I want to own the whole thing. And they was like, bet, let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Bet, let's do it. 44, we'll do that. Now, like I said, the former Twitter CEO, he was saying like that was the first thing. He was like also bringing in ads and revenue that also like caused an effect. Yes, exactly. Because I don't know if y'all know, but old Twitter back in the day, we ain't have ads on videos.
Nope.
We ain't never had no ads. You ain't never seen no ads.
You ain't seen no ads on nothing. It was like you didn't see the promoted section or the you didn't see none of that. It was just straight tweets of real people.
Twitter for professionals. You ain't seen none of shit. It was just Twitter. Just niggas tweeting what they doing, how they feeling.
The only thing close to ads that we ever saw was verified accounts. With check marks if they was like a news outlet or if they was or if they was hip hop media or something. Other than that, there was no ads.
I'm glad you just said that because he's actually he's planning on making everybody verified on Twitter. And it was honestly I talked about it last night. And
get rid of the bots.
It's a good thing. Yeah, it's get rid of the bots, but also it's because like I look at it like this, right? And it was the good thing. You know, he's a real person, I'm a real person. Why is he verified and I'm not? What, because he got more money than me? What, because he got fans? But, like, yet at the end of the day, he's a what? He's a human being. I'm a human being. That check mark, that was, to me, the check mark has always insinuated a class type of thing. I'm keeping a buck with you. I always look at that in the, you know, far as the economy way of, like, there's a class. Like, the niggas that's not check marks, those are, like, they could be the middle or lower class, but the niggas with the check marks, that's the, you know what I'm saying? That's the high mm-hmm. class and all that other shit. And that's how I've always looked at it. He was like, no, we scrapping all that shit. And I was like, yo, like, why hasn't anyone else thought like that? Like, we're normal fucking people. Everybody should be verified. He was like,
You got to think about it. It didn't benefit nobody to do that before. They didn't care. They didn't care that you were regular people. They did verified shit off of that to bring in the views and bring in the interactions and the revenue off of the people that were had enough of a following to bring that in off of the people that watch them. So they didn't really have no incentive. They didn't have no incentive to make everybody verified. Because
now it's just like
difference between the two. Even though we don't believe in that difference, and we don't see, and we know that there is no difference. There are a lot of sheep out here that do see a difference. Like it's some shorties out here. Now mind you, that's business. There's some shorties out here. If you ain't got a check mark, they ain't talking to you. And just because you got a check mark don't mean you got a whole bunch of money. It just means you got, and we live in an era and we live in a day and age where everything is more about fame and clout than it is even about the money. Some people will take the fame and the clout over the money.
Just niggas will take a fucking verified Instagram or Twitter check mark over making a couple M's.
Dead ass though. For them, the fame and the clout is more important than the money.
They feel like you're going to live forever, but you won't be rich forever. Yes, you will if you manage your money right, I tell you that. You don't go blow your shit and all the jewelry and all that. No, just manage your money, nigga. Stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying? But no, like I said, Elon Musk taking over, I think it's going to be a W for Twitter. It's going to be a W.
The rollout will be interesting. I'm not too heavy on it. I'm not like overly excited, and I'm not excited, bummed out about it. But it'll just be interesting.
I see it as an opportunity for me to gain my Twitter back. Showing a lie, I'm a little happy. Like, but Chrome was like, you know, I said, "Oh, Chrome Black was like, you know, could be in our Twitter back," and I was like, "Bro, I hope so." Like, I'm gonna throw an appeal in it because, like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my freedom of speech was definitely violated. I was definitely censored, and that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? I need my shit back. You know, enough of that, though. You know what I'm saying? We got the Elon Musk out the way. You know, I think it's time to get into some good shit. I did say that we were only going to do an hour, so we're just about there. We're halfway there, probably. Just about halfway there. So I said, the next topic we're going to talk about here, we're not even going to take a break. We're just going to roll right into it because, you know, it's no point in taking a break. The next one we're going to talk about is the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez fiasco, is that what you want to call it? I want to call it ordeal. Whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's fucking terrible. Again, we don't really care about this, you know, the details of it.
We went over that on multiple podcasts from the day that it happened, and you know what's even crazy? Let me make sure I put this on live air. Somebody gonna have to run that ass because the day that this shit got released when they said what they said. It wasn't even so much about we didn't believe it, bro. I literally came on this platform and gave you a whole rundown of what we know to happen in these spaces when these emotions and these high rise egos get in the shit is going on with the details that are involved, and we called that shit verbatim from the very first day of what actually went on and what happened. From what was known a little bit
to what's been released
all the way through.
Also, we also hit the nail right in the head on what was going to happen to him socially, musically, and everything. We called it.
100%.
What was going to happen.
The only thing we didn't get right because we didn't want to see that happen to him, but the only thing that we did that we didn't get right with the situation is that nigga came back twice as hard.
Well, yeah, you know, like I said,
twice as hard.
Even before then, I'm gonna tell you guys now. Even I haven't listened. I listened to the same amount of Tory Lanez that I did before this and after.
I never stopped listening to his music. Yeah. You weird ass.
I mean, I'm cute about. I'm not really a Tory fan personally. That's why I didn't really care about it. I'm not so. I don't really. I'm gonna be honest. I can't give you one Tory Lanez song. It's like that bad. Like, I don't listen to him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me personally, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't care about the details of like his career. You know what I'm saying? What I cared about was like the ripple effect of what I've seen. And that's what we're going to talk about. I wanted to talk about like the Twitter shit. And not much Twitter shit, but the shit you see on Twitter. So, like, every time a new report comes out, something comes out, it's always. You know, oh my God, how could anybody be against her? Like, she always only because she's a woman. And I was just like, why do you
a whole bunch of dumbass shit?
Why do you
a whole bunch of dumbass shit that has nothing to do with objective?
It has nothing to do with what's between your legs, between hers or his. It has nothing to do with it. Also, it doesn't have to do with the shade of your fucking skin. That's another thing I want to talk about. I get really tired of watching, and it always happens. I always get tired of watching. A divide always trying to be created with black men and black women. And it's always starting on one side, and that's the black woman's side. They're always trying to cause a divide. It's how I view it. And it's the most sickest shit ever. You know, the Tory Lanez should come out and it'd be like, oh, like I remember reading some shit. This is crazy. It's real shit though. I'm reading the shit and this one dude's defending Tory Lanez, right? Like I'm just reading. And I say I ain't gonna lie. I'll be on Twitter. I don't be tweeting. I'll be like reading posts, though, of course, and seeing what niggas were, you know, what niggas were replying because like some of the shit can be funny. And this one girl was like, "See, this is why I don't fuck with them niggas. Let them police keep killing them." Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Black woman is saying that.
But God forbid you say some shit like that.
Fuck that. God forbid a black man date a white woman. Oh my God. Oh my God. You don't care about your race.
Yeah.
My God.
It's all about your race until it doesn't behoove you or benefit you in the moment.
Right. So I'm reading, and more times than not, I'm seeing black women say how black men shouldn't be protected. Well, I told them we're not protected at the end of the day. We're not. We're the most unprotected niggas on the planet. I said it on this podcast multiple times. I will continue to say it. The most unprotected because you can't express yourself the way how anybody else can. Also, we have to deal with a black woman saying, oh, we're going to let cops keep killing them because he's a green. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's not kissing the feet of a black woman because he doesn't agree with what's going on in a court that, again, has nothing to do with them. And that's the crazy part. Meg Thee Stallion isn't you, bitch. Like, you're not Meg Thee Stallion. You are fucking Kiara. You are fucking, you know, say whatever your name is. That's who you are. You're not Meg Thee Stallion, nigga. You ain't get allegedly shot. That's not you. You wasn't fucking that nigga. That was not you, bro. That's her. That's her situation. Not trying to say it can't be you, but at the end of the day, it's not you, is it, bitch?
We potting today. I'm tired of motherfuckers making shit, trying to make shit about, because you talked about the divide, right?
Mm-hmm. I still want to get more.
Nothing is ever about the objective truth anymore. What fucking difference does it make? This story could be about anybody else, any other race. At the end of the day, I want the facts. I want the truth. I don't care who looks a certain way. I don't care what ethnic background you come from. And that's none of the rest of that other shit.
What you saying right now about the facts? That's the issue, because that's what the men are basing their opinion off. The people who, I mean, I've seen women not defend her too. I've seen black women not defend her. I've seen it. So I'm not going to say just men. What I'm saying is this. People are looking at the facts. The fact is this. She allegedly got shot in her foot. 4 days later, she was out twerking for a music video. Also.
And performing.
Somehow, hold, pause. Somehow, some way, right? Somehow, some way, the doctors pulled the bullet fragments out of her foot. And now they're magically gone. When have you ever heard of a hospital or a doctor misplacing bullet fragments that came out of a person that has an open police investigation going on?
Never.
I've never heard of that.
And the police are at the fucking hospital taking the evidence before they even get a chance to put it anywhere. It goes straight into an evidence bag.
Also, how is a nigga guilty of shooting a bitch and he ain't got no gun residue? He had gloves on.
They just came from a pool party. They just came from a pool party. Niggas ain't got no clothes to cover it up. And I also want to throw this out there, too. Just because you was in the pool and you got water on you, water does not get rid of gun residue.
Not only that.
It takes chemicals.
Like, come on. It's not even that. The nigga ain't shoot the bitch and jump in the water. This happened after.
Exactly.
He can't even use that.
Exactly.
Again, niggas are looking at the facts, and the facts are looking as if it's going towards of he ain't do
and
shit.
From day one, you got shot, you had to go to the hospital. Why was the next day, less than 48 hours later, a gag order was placed on everybody? Why are you putting a gag order on everybody around you? Mind you, they put a gag order on Kylie. Or not they. She put a gag order on Kylie. She took it. Kylie ain't said shit since. She not the only one with a gag order. A couple of the other people with gag orders were in the fucking car. So why would you put gag orders on the main people that are your key eyewitnesses to you being assaulted with a deadly weapon?
Then, like I said, I'm going to say this too. The whole story. And again, I'm not trying to shit it, you know, shut it down or shit on it. Anything like that. I'm not trying to spread it because I'm pretty sure. I'm saying like I was
But let's go. But go deep on that, bro. Because this rollout is fucking crazy. She could have went anywhere with that story, and you go sit down with Gayle King. And let's just be straight.
It's not
up.
Even
let's
that.
Be
whoa,
real. Let's be
back
real.
Back it up. Some. Back it up. Hold. Back it up. Back it up. You wait until the trial starts.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't do the interview a couple months after it happened. You do it once the trial begins. Do you
know
what that's
called?
That is trying to manipulate the media and also the jury in your case to further prove it. That's why I told y'all this. I don't like how the judge is forcing Tory to remain quiet, but Meg Thee Stallion can go do a fucking press run about this. I like how this looks to me. This is a black man trying to get fucked. And it's not like, and again, this isn't a thing to where like, oh, the judge is fucking him. The judge and a black woman is fucking him while also black women are saying how men ain't shit. It's fucking wild, dude.
And Meg is also backed by the machine. I'm about to tie the two in together. Meg is backed by a machine. Not by herself, not independent. And she's backed by a big machine. And I'm talking about
Rock
backed
Nation
by people. Yay, look, fuck that. Fuck Rock Nation. I'm talking about she's backed by names. She's backed by names that we don't know. This shorty just went to the Grammys and got how many awards? We know the Grammys is rigged with the award shows this year. Over this year,
got any.
Over this year and last year, she got a couple.
Meg Thee Stallion got a little.
She went on a run. She got some awards, bro. And these awards aren't given out based off of how good your talent is. These awards are given out based off of who's best for the industry and them pushing whatever they're trying to push for them to make the money that they're trying to make. I'm tying that in with Gayle King because you don't just make a phone call and go sit down with Gayle King.
Shorty got three Grammys?
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, she got all them bitches at, she got at least two at one time. She might have got all three.
Nah, she got all one three night. At one time.
She yeah, got she all got all three, three in one night.
Granted, I will say that nobody did have a better song than that Savage shit.
But, like,
that
but hear me out.
It was played everywhere.
But hear me out. The whole point of it, whether they had a better song or not, we know that these award shows are not based off of how good you are artistically. It's based off of what the machine wants to put in front of you. And I'll just use the word propaganda as a means for it, because they thrust, you could have a song that you don't like. And if you hear it, and if you hear it enough times, you'll bop your head to it. That's what they do. That's how they create their streams. That's how they create their revenue. That's how they do all of that.
She had Beyonce on a song too. The song that she wants, she had Beyonce on.
The machine, bro. And then you go sit down with Gayle. And then you go sit down with Gayle King. You know how hard it is to get an interview with Gayle King?
That's what I said, bro. And this wasn't like this interview happened months after. This happened 2 years after.
You faking them tears. You faking them tears. It's just nasty.
The funniest part of everything is the whole thing that Tory Lanez told a dance bitch. That's just funny to me, because I don't believe that's some super villain evil movie shit, bro.
And wait,
evil
and wait,
pimp shit.
And wait a minute
to me, because that's what a pimp say. Dance bitch.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The one of his little hoes. Like, that's what that is, bro. So do I think that this man said that to her? No. He was calling her his girl. I don't know about you, but I would never tell my shorty dance bitch ever. Like, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't. No, I don't think none of the guys will ever tell a girl dance bitch. That sounds crazy to me. That sounds crazy to me, bro. I must say, sounds pretty fucking nuts. As I said, like, the whole, as I said, the more details come out, the more it's just like, this looks crazy. But I said, the more of a divide you always see. Like, all you got to do is type in Meg Thee Stallion on Twitter, bro.
Yeah.
And just read the tweets, and you just see the divide that, and again, you know, it's not like the men is a part of the divide. It's women trying to divide, you know what I mean, black men and black women. But also, in the same breath, they want to try to unify. So, like, they're trying to divide and unify at the same time. As far as the whole thing of, oh, they'll cause a divide with the Meg Thee Stallion shit, but if they see you post them with a white girl, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be with a black girl, but yet the same black women supposed to be with are the same ones that's causing the divide.
See, but
between the two, you know what I'm saying? You see what a conflict is?
You know what? But here's the whole thing. That conflict is some internet shit. It's some internet shit in society, and I really want to pod right now for this last little part right here.
Right.
Something that I want to tie into this, because this is bigger. This is bigger than what you're talking about. We got to deal with. We got to deal with these motherfuckers walking around water cooler talk, barbershop talk, Instagram, Twitter talk, Snapchat talk, whatever you want to label, Facebook talk, whatever you want to label that. We got to deal with that. But I want to go a little bit deeper. Meg is still damn near in a 360 deal. And that motherfucker right there got to do whatever that machine says, because she's tied to it. And these points make tie in together and make a lot of sense, even though they're spread out over the years. Now I'm going to go back to the beginning. And then I'm going to go back to the beginning of Tory, and then I'm going to bring it in to the end of where we are right now. Meg didn't get out of the deal, but like Roc Nation tried to help her with like her first shit, right? So that she could really gain some traction and really get off the ground, right? And they still going through arguing with each other and shit about who owe who money and all the rest of that other shit, right?
Because she's still signed to them.
She's still signed to them, but this is key though. Because when she first came out, when the shit happens, what was her statement? I wanted to protect black men. She ain't said wasn't talking nothing bad about Tory. Let's forget the fact that he was looking at Kylie, he was fucking her best friend and fucking her and all that. Let's throw all that. That's all important information, but let's put that to the side for right now, because I want to go bigger than just that. I'm talking about the names of the people that we don't know that are pushing this narrative and why it's still dragging out this fucking way and why it's gone this way. She came out and said that that was her first notion. She wanted to protect black men. Less than 72 hours later, that whole narrative changed. That narrative didn't change just because of her pure at heart moment, because her pure at heart moment up front was not that. So that means something else came in over the next 2 or 3 days that was pushed, that wasn't a part of what her natural response was, as we knew it to be in the very moment that it happened. Now let's go back to 2013, 2014, when Tory first came out, when he was in Toronto and he was big, right? Who was he beefing with? Who was he beefing with? Or not who was he beefing with, but who did he have a little bit of beef with? And the nigga got shut down very quickly. Drake. And they shut that shit. And they shut that shit down quickly.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I know a little bit about that beef. I don't even want to call it beef. I think it was a young nigga. So I'm gonna be honest with you. That's also why I don't really fuck with Tory Lanez, because I've seen some like real like sucker ass shit. I just was like, I can't respect it.
Listen,
I don't know. No. Really quick, I just want to put this out there. This is why I would say I wouldn't call it. He used to build himself as Drake's little brother. And Drake ain't know that nigga. You can look this shit up. It's there. Just that's what I said. That was why I've always been turned off from the nigga music.
No,
because I ain't never seen a nigga that got pop, you know, I mean, that pop, you know, did some shit like that. Like,
it's facts. No. You're right. I should have used a different I should have used a different term, because again, I don't even really want to make it sound like it was beef. But just the numption, just the umption that he would mention his name in the same breath with Drake and then turn the needle to try to sway some leverage his way. Oh, they was on his ass, and that nigga didn't release music for at least a good year, and he felt and they practically pushed him off to make him fall off. Now, granted, he got it back up and running. He got it back up and running again, and he came back up, but he didn't mention that shit no more because he knew what he was dealing with. Then what happens again? A couple years later, this nigga buys his masters. Now he's independent. And he's still as big as what he was before he bought his masters and before he became independent. He's still just as big as what he was, if not maybe even more. I could even take it a stretch further and say that he's even bigger now than what he was then easily. What do we know strategically to happen to artists after they buy their masters? I'll give it a second.
It depends on who you're talking about. It depends on who you're talking about.
I'm talking about all the big names. I'm talking Prince. I'm talking Michael Jackson. I ain't even gonna go there because a lot of people I'll use those two as an example.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say the reason why I don't want you to use them is because Tory Lanez not on a category of them. I don't want you to use. I don't know if you know this. The better one for you to use would actually be to use 21 Savage. I don't actually know. I had just recently seen a video as recent as last night. Two nights ago. I was watching a video. And do you know that 21 Savage actually owns his masters? Do you want to know what his percentage split is with his label? You're never going to believe it. You're never going to believe
the percentage. I already know they fucked.
70, 30, 21's way. I know. He gets 70, he gets 30. He said he's one of the few artists that make more money off of dropping an album than he does touring.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. So I think he would be the better one because it said equal levels, but that would be a nice young brother to use.
That's good. That's good. That's good factual information, but I'm trying to make a point to you, bro. That's bigger than me. That's bigger than me finding somebody that matches him. I'm not trying to compare Tory to a Prince and a Michael Jackson. That's stupid. What I'm trying to emphasize is we know how big, and we know how big Prince and Michael Jackson was compared to Tory. And the whole point of what I'm saying is about the machine is that Prince and Michael Jackson were as big as they were, and the machine still went after them.
Okay,
The point I'm trying to get to. He's not even on that level, and they went after them.
Listen. This is why I'm trying to get. This is why I said you couldn't use them, right? It's because of this. Them niggas is worth bread. Not trying to say that is the sole reason, but that is the sole reason of
them
why.
Them niggas is worth bread, but you know that these labels want to penny pinch niggas that ain't even making that much. They don't care how big you are as long as they getting their return off of you.
Nah, you're definitely right. They do. What I'm saying is this, though. when it comes to him, I don't see Tory as a nigga that a machine is going to come at him as hard as they, you know, went at Prince or Michael. I don't see, if that's what I'm saying, I don't see him in that light to where he's worth that much trouble to. To me, like I said, to me, I don't see him even before the Meg Thee Stallion shit. I didn't see him as a superstar, as a star rapper that will be remembered as on the levels of a Kendrick, Drake, Cole, Meek. I'll even put Meek in there. You're not going to remember, you know what I'm saying? I don't see him that way. That's what I'm saying. I don't think a machine is going to put that much effort. Now, if it was one of those guys, 100%. 100%. I would say, you know, they will be targeted. But for Tory Lanez, I don't see him on, like, again, he'll be a star, but to have the star level and the star power of, like I said, those, The Weeknd, you throw The Weeknd in there, Bruno Mars, I don't see him on that level of, you know, artists that will fully always be remembered.
But all of
you
these,
know what I'm saying? We gotta
these,
agree with that.
But all of these, we agree with that. But the, all of these artists that you're naming, I'm talking solely about the fact that he doesn't have to be Hold up. He doesn't have to be a mega superstar. If you are teetering the line where you're, where the image, the persona, or the status of what they're bread and butter, which is the reason why I brought up the Emmys, of what the butter moneymaker is, and it's anything that's in a negative light. Bro, we've watched people smaller than Tory Lanez get blackballed by the machine, and they weren't superstars, and they weren't bringing in the craziest amount of money. This is all about relationships, people to people, and when shit start getting fucked up, when stuff start going into the fucking limelight and into the media, and it can shift what they've put their investment into the back, and that fucks with that image. Whatever is in this, whatever variable is on the side, it doesn't even matter if it's Tory Lanez. The Weeknd and Bruno Mars and those people that you just named, yo, when do we ever see them motherfuckers in tabloids other than maybe a bitch that they was fucking? We don't see them in negative lights. So I wouldn't see them trying to do that with someone of that caliber, because I'm gonna just be honest and say that them niggas is tame. They know what to fuck with and what not to. They're very well trained on that. They not teetering the needle when it comes to that. When you got the people that's willing to teeter that line, oh, they'll get you out of there quick.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't believe so. I think when you compare it, you know, when you're saying that, I think what it is that I'm pretty sure there's some bad shit that gets done behind doors that we don't know about, because the niggas are selective of what of the people they allow to see that. Also, they're selective of what they tell people as well, which is why things don't always come out in the media. I look at
it because they control the media.
And listen, I look at it as, and I want you to look at it like this, right? Think about every time you see LeBron, right? What does LeBron do every time he's talking to a person on the court? What have you noticed that he does?
He covers his mouth.
Right. Why?
You know why.
Right, exactly. You know why, and I know why.
You know why. Because
he says some shit he don't want niggas to hear or to read.
Or to decipher.
To see what he's talking about. That's why he does it.
Because of the image.
Yeah, it's smart. That's why I feel like shit like that, I feel like you take that and you put into like a Drake or The Weeknd or, you know, those type of niggas, to where I'm pretty sure they do shit. Pretty sure.
Niggas be fucking with Drake. All of a sudden, Jay Prince come out from the fucking depths. That's kind of the point that I'm trying to make. When people start,
well, it's not. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I'm saying that the niggas is so smart. They're watching who they're doing the shit around, knowing it's not going to get out. When I put it in the Tory Lanez, is the niggas young? He's still trying to learn and shit. But he's making this mistakes of always putting or having somebody end up finding out on the internet. How do these niggas keep finding out? You need to keep stuff under wraps like these niggas and move like a real, you know what I'm saying? Move smart, bro. Niggas are going to plot against you and shit like that. So that's why I can't give you the whole, you know, which is called, nah, he just has to move better.
But I'm just saying from my perspective, you in the hills, You in the hills, you at a party, you around all these people, and we're not even going to get into the fact that this was at the Kardashians' house, and we already know, I can't even imagine what the machine is like with them, with the way that they move and the money that they bringing in. And out of everybody that's in this room, it seems like everybody in this room that's mega superstars, which Tory is not, everybody else that's in this room that's mega superstars, if any of this negativity that got out, and I still don't even remember how the story got out, because we knew about the story before we seen it on the news that they had pulled him over and pulled him out of the SUV. We heard about the story before we saw that actually happen
on TV. That's day and age, though. Social media is going to be faster than the
of news course, of course, but that's out. Not the but that's not yeah. the, but that's not the point that I'm trying to get to. The point that I'm trying to no, get saying, to I'm is that saying, he's saying, in the room. He's in, but what I'm saying is shit get hectic sometimes, and we know that just like you said, it's certain shit that we privy to and shit that we not privy to because they don't want certain shit to get out. But the fact that some shit get out, especially in this day and age where social media is so quick and stuff happen and blah and X, Y, and Z with these variables, out of everybody in that room, he's not the superstar. And all this shit is going on and it's revolving in the numption of anything happening. Not saying that it was his fault or saying that it was his fault. I'm not even getting into whose fault it was that it happened. But the fact that you're there, I'm saying it's almost like a guilty by association. Shit went left. Shit didn't go the right way. This ain't good for nobody that's in this house. You not the superstar. How we gonna flip this shit? That's what I'm saying. I'm not 100% saying that it's like that, but I'm saying we see that sometimes, and I'm saying it's a possibility. I'm just trying to pod with you. That's all it is. That nah, he the one I'm nigga gonna, in the room that's not a superstar, and this crazy give, shit I'm, happens, I'm, and it's like, let's get this nigga up out of here. Let's let him take the fall.
I'm gonna get about you. I don't think it's that. What I think did happen, what I believe it happened is, I don't think it was more so as a star. I think it was more so, and this is what I explained to the guys earlier today, or yesterday it was, how many times have you heard of a female setting up a dude? Does that answer your question?
I mean, other than right now, and I feel like we should go deeper on this question that you just asked, because as of right now, the only one that we know of is Johnny Depp and his ex. I'm not talking about
celebrities, nigga. I'm just saying in general.
In general,
how many times have you heard females setting up?
There's some examples out there. We know it happens more than what people want to talk about. Shit, that shit happened around the corner from you. Shorty be like, yeah, yo, I'm feeling you, whatever. And she got her man coming around the side because she know you got a little weight on you, whatever, and then pull up on you and take your shit. Pull up on
you and rob you and then something bad.
It happens all the time.
Boom, all the time.
Women set niggas up all the time.
That's what I
believe. Cardi B was drugging niggas in the club and taking their money. Like,
that's true.
Like, fuck.
And I'm saying, I when it comes to this situation, I think that's what happened. That's what happened here. I think the shorty friend shot the nigga. He was trying to protect his shorty. The Meg, you know, that was her best friend. Of course, she's gonna pick the best friend over any nigga. Granted, that's be vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Any nigga gonna pick his nigga over a shorty that, you know what I'm saying, like just came around type shit. Right? You ain't never supposed to pick, you know what I'm saying, your shorty over one of your niggas. Like, that's what you have. If a nigga been solid with you, you lock in with them. That's probably how Meg seen shit with shorty. Like, nah, she been there for me from day one. She was there when my mom passed away, all that, you know what I'm saying? She probably really, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my, you know what I'm saying? It's my people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they came
But that's what I'm saying. No, hold up.
No, what I'm saying is, your expert was like, he's a superstar. That's what nah, I think it's as simple as my best friend shot me because she was mad I was fucking this nigga. We really gonna do this over nigga? No, let's set him up to make him look like the bad guy while we skate away. But what ended up happening is them two bitches fell out.
Yeah. I mean, well, we niggas, bro. We know that was what happened from the jump.
Yeah.
But him so not being I a superstar see, in that nah, nah. room, I see, there's no numption to protect him.
No, but it's not, the thing is, I don't think the superstar status mattered. I think what mattered was that this is a nigga who was fucking on two best friends. They're both in their feelings, and they're both mad at the nigga. I am going to pin this on him. We have seen it multiple times where a man gets accused of doing some shit by multiple women who ain't really doing it. They just had a spiteful vendetta against him. I think how everybody else think is he was piping down both, like he said he was. He's piping down both. It came out. Shorty got mad. Shorty was probably trying to pull a gat out on Shorty, whatever, whatever. Tory maybe wrestled with the gun fired from Shorty hand, which is why it ain't on Tory.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, you know what I'm saying? I don't mm-hmm. think it hit the bitch in the foot. I think it hit the ground. She probably got hit a little bit of burn.
Well, there was one report. There was one report that says she fired warning shots when the little altercation popped off, and she fired warning shots in the air. I think it was literally just glass in her foot. She never got shot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she ever actually got shot. Because, I mean, one, if you get shot, you're not twerking 4 days later. I've never personally been shot, but I just know it's no way you're being shot in your
foot. You ain't break no bones, twerking. No tendons, no nothing.
Yeah, ain't nothing got scratched, no none of that.
But
bro.
Even to you, even let me pose this question to you. If he was as big, if he was a superstar, a mega superstar, and I'm not putting him into the same breath as no Prince and no fucking Michael Jackson and none of the rest of that, but if he wasn't an independent artist and he was bigger than what he was, and he was making the machine that's backing her more money, you don't think that would play a part at all. I agree with your point that I think that this is some spiteful shit. Feeling that if their asset is him and he's making that amount of money, they're gonna protect their fucking asset.
No, I don't believe that. Nope. Because the only reason why I don't believe that is because
I believe it would pay a part. It would play a part.
I don't think it will, only because I've seen too many stars fall from grace over shit even littler than what he's doing. Truthfully, I've seen too many stars fall from grace for less than this. And that's why I said no, I don't believe so.
Hmm.
I would not be there. Nope, I don't believe. That's it. I truly believe it has nothing to do with the machine or the star power. I think it has more so to do with a nigga was fucking on two bitches who just so happen to be best friends.
Well, I mean, that's what it's all about in the first place. I'm just throwing the extra atmosphere about what we don't fucking know.
I'm gonna say this though, and this is what I'm gonna say about the machine, right? I think the machine is going so hard. Not for Tory, but for the fact that if the shit comes out that she lied,
it's over.
She won't make the machine any more money.
Nope.
She won't make him any more money because nobody gonna listen to a lie.
Motherfuckers, not even just that. Motherfuckers in the industry not even fucking with her like that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
Because they know this shit. Because they know this shit shady.
It should be eye popping that Tory Lanez is now chilling with Rick Ross. They squash their little beef. They chilling. Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Rick Ross?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and then you mad because Nicki, no, and then no Nicki Minaj dude. Won't work with you, but she'll work with Carly LaRae? Or Coy LaRae? How do you say
it? It's
you mad about that?
How I look at it is if it comes out that she's lying, which I think is going to happen.
Oh, for a fact.
If it comes out that she's lying and that he's not guilty of doing what the fuck they're trying to say he did, She won't have any star power to make any money because ain't nobody gonna listen to her shit. You're a liar.
She's just gonna make it worse because the moment that it comes out that she was lying, the only thing she gonna do is run the social media and run everywhere else that she can and still press it even harder that this happened to her and that this is fucked up and mm-hmm. even try to drive the lie down even more. And it's just gonna fuck pretty up much. Everything.
Pretty much. And like I said, her best way was to send a black man to the court system that's known to fuck over black men
mm-hmm.
More than anybody.
And mind you, had to go out of her way to send it to the court system because LAPD dropped this shit.
Yeah, so as I'm saying, so like
you got shot in the hills and they not pursuing charges, nigga?
No. I don't think they dropped it. They didn't drop it. We're trying to find enough to open the investigation. That's what it was, bro. They ain't drop it. They never drop it. The head investigator lady, she was like, oh, now we're going go through this, but whatever. I mean, either way, she was the driving force behind it. It wasn't like Meg pushed for it, like the attorney person, the attorney general, nigga, bitch, whatever. She pushed for it. Like it never got dropped though. It never got dropped.
But that's what I'm saying. No, but I'm just saying the fact that the state had to go behind a local agency that said, yeah, nah, we not, nope, and the state had. Drop it, but I'm saying the state had to come back in and open it and continue to keep it open, because if they hadn't have done that, it wouldn't have went anywhere. Because LAPD was like, "Yo, we're not dealing with this shit," because the shit was off. And I remember the press conference. I remember the press conference from the spokesperson from LAPD and the look on their face, and they was like, "You know, we just gonna hand this over because like we don't really know what the here. This shit don't add up. Honest, it don't make sense."
I think what it is that I don't think it doesn't add up. I think they have more press that matters than Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion. I think that's also, again, I think that plays a part, and it's not
like that's not even negotiable. No, that's a fact.
So like we can't go with the situation of a it's not important. More of a we have more important shit to worry about over this dumb shit.
But somebody that's, being, but then we gotta beg the question though. If the numption is that somebody has been shot, that is a pressing issue.
She's shot with non life threatening issues. That's not really a problem.
They still don't want nobody running around with gun with no fucking guns shooting people in the hills, bro.
Well, look. Of course not. But again, if they are saying that I have more pressing issues to where I'm not going to give all my attention to like somebody that's apparently only one person got shot in it. Well, from the situation here, one person allegedly got shot with non life threatening injuries. Versus, I have dead bodies in the street and all the shit that's going on. Yeah, I'm not going to care about that.
Oh yeah, for a fact. I'm just throwing it out there. At the same time, they're not just gonna just completely just be like, no. When even with an allegation and it still looks like fucked up, like this may have happened, this may not have happened. She doesn't have life threatening injuries. They're still gonna take that serious. But it was still. I'm just putting out the point that it was weird to see that happen and for them to kind of be like, you know, even with those other pressing issues, I've never really seen them when it comes to celebrities and the place where all the money is at and some shit like that go on and they not playing hardball, especially because Kai live out there now and the shit that he be seeing and the stuff that they be doing with just regular everyday people, that don't correlate. It just don't. And they don't be playing over there.
Like I said, I don't think they don't see it as a big deal. Because to me, it ain't a big deal. It really ain't. It's been 2 years and it hasn't been going anywhere. I think they, again, like I said, it's been
but
2 years.
But I mean, in the moment, no. This was in the moment. This was in the first couple of weeks. 2 years later, I wouldn't expect them to even remotely even talk about that shit.
2 years later, it's exactly what they thought it was, a waste of time, bro.
Yep.
Because 2 years later, it's not, so that's what I'm saying. I think it wasn't a pressing matter to them because, as I say now, 2 years later, we're still talking about it. Nothing has been resolved yet. 2 years later, it's not a pressing issue. It wasn't. It wasn't a pressing issue. They knew it wasn't going to be a pressing issue. They could care less. Now, if this was a mass shooter to where he was going around shooting multiple people, okay, this is a pressing matter. It needs to be resolved. We're going to get this shit done. But for a thing to where we can't even get the details right, it's this, it's that, mm-hmm. I'm not worried about this.
But and that was the dragging out to your point is another reason why I brought up the machine, because Tory's facing this on his own without somebody in these legal fees and all of this shit that he got to do and XYZ. He's still dumb for some of the shit that he's doing. But at the same time, when that happens, when those proceedings go on, they got money to just spend whenever. So they'll drag court proceedings out for you to be like, you know what? I ain't got the money to face this. Let me take this plea deal and it's done and it's over with. When you say you got facts and you got to keep dragging shit out, bro, you ain't got
nothing. I will say that is true. They definitely, I'll say that, you know, Roc Nation definitely have dragged out the court
for
shit.
A fact.
But like, they see, I see them doing it, but I also see it because I think it's a lack of evidence thing. All on top of the, I want to drag him out to see how much money this nigga really got,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, from the fight. Only reason I say it is because, you know, I look at a nigga like Lil Durk, who a lot of niggas don't actually know he's still facing that attempt murder in Atlanta mm-hmm. that him and Vaughn was, you know, tied to, and it's been years since we've heard anything. But that's because they don't have enough evidence, probably, to really
go
ahead, because
when you got the evidence, bro, you don't drag shit out.
Yeah,
you're
not gonna drag it out. Yeah,
you don't.
So, for the Tory shit, I think it's a part of. Yeah, they're trying to drag it out, see how much money he can really kick up, because every time he goes to court, it's like he kicking on another 100K.
You hear me?
Damn near.
But again, I'm not trying to side away from the points that we've made. That was the only real that was one of the main reasons why I brought up that this is more than just about the truth. This has got some other shit going
Well, like I said, I think the only other thing that has got to do with it is the simple fact that I think Roc Nation and them know. I think they know that she's lying. Well, she lied about it. I think they know about it, and I think it's the fact that, hey, listen, shorty, we done helped you get out of your deal, or we're trying to help you get out of your deal with the one, cause
and we dealing with you, this.
Time out. Pause, just real quick. We done got you out the. We trying to get you out of the shit with this nigga. We done gave you the stimulus package by getting you a song and a music video with Beyonce. So we're trying to push you to the next level to become the next star. And
3 Grammys.
You got 3 Grammys already. Right
and a
now,
bunch of BET awards.
You are my fucking BET awards. You are my fucking moneymaker right now that I'm physically investing in. Therefore, I am going to fight with you to help you win this case, because if you win, we could push out more music together and we could make a lot more money.
Yes.
If your ass lose, I will drop you.
100%.
And you're not coming back.
And that's really one of the main...
That's what I believe is going on.
We all know that there's no fucking evidence. Like, we been knew that. The only reason why this is still a topic of conversation is literally everything that you just fucking said. And that's why I brought it up. Because it is something that the people, when we talk about, oh, when we bring in colorism and the divide between,
that's none the part of them motherfuckers,
none of them is talking about what we just got nobody's finished going over. None of them are talking about this shit.
To me, nobody's talking about either point that I'm making, far as the divide happening between black women and black women and black men. Nobody's talking about that, but nobody's also talking about what does the machine gain by allowing her to beat this in court. They gain a whole lot of shit. If he beats that and she lose,
oh, bro,
she's fucked.
Bro. And what are both of these points? The fucking objective truth. And no one wants to talk about the objective truth.
And that's what I said. I don't feel bad, but it's really sad to see that I'm watching people in my own race split. One side is trying to cause a divide. And they're not even seeing the bigger picture of it, bro. This is only happening because she owes them a shit ton of money.
Yes, bro.
Like, she owes them a shit ton of money. And she's not even out of her actual deal with the other nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
So, because what's happening is, and I can guarantee you how everything is going to play. Let's say somehow she wins this case, right? She wins. He found guilty, whatever. You know they're going to go right back to court to get her out of that deal with Cuz, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, she's going to fully sign the Roc Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to everybody that don't know, she has a management deal with Roc Nation. She's not signed to Roc Nation. Management is much different than, you know,
a record deal.
Record deal. It's much different. You're just being managed by them. They're just handling your tour dates or whatever. That's all that they're doing. They're not handling what music you're putting out. None of that shit. They're not giving you your release date for your music. No. They're simply just managing, you know, your appearances, your dates, your tour dates. That's all that they're doing. Mm-hmm. That's it. They ain't, you know what I'm saying? So ain't no real money behind that. Honestly, she paying them for no fucking reason.
For a fact. As most people do.
It's not even for no reason. She's only giving them money for no reason. Because she's not signed to them, but she's letting them manage her for what?
As most people do.
For what? To get them a percentage? But again, though, that happened around the time where she got what? That motherfucking shit with Beyonce and all that other shit that happened around that time. And I try to tell people, stimulus package. Same with some people that Drake has a stimulus package. Roc Nation has one. You know what I'm saying? You get a song with Jay-Z. You get a song with, you know, one of the top niggas there or whatever. All right, now you won. All right, bet we got you. Stimulus package. Granted, I don't think nobody got a better stimulus package than Drake, though. I will say his stimulus package is fucking
yeah.
I will say, you get one song with Drake, you want forever. Except for Block Boy JB. I will say, it's pretty sad. But that's besides the point. Like I said, it's just really sad to see the divide that happened. Nobody looking at the bigger picture. Everybody's more trying to be concerned with the black men and black women shit. When it's even deeper than that. It's not even deeper. You couldn't be farther away from what's actually going on. Yeah, the truth. You couldn't be farther away. If your mindset is just stuck on black men not supporting black women and vice versa, that, you know what I'm saying? And it's just sad. But the fact that that's even a thing that's
which is even dumber because you got the same report that we got, and the whole thing, you're going to say that black men ain't supporting or women, and the whole reason why they were even in the car together when they got pulled over was because he was like, "Yo, come, we came together, yo, come." we getting back in this car and we dipping.
Like I said, that's what I said, the whole story makes no sense. It's really bad from a point of like, you know, people aren't looking at this as what it should be and then versus what it is. Like, people are making this about black men and black women. Tory Lanez doesn't represent every black man. Meg Thee Stallion doesn't represent every woman. So why are we going to allow them to be the two figureheads that cause a divide between the race? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, I think that's a problem. It's also like a problem that we also been talking about the weird motherfuckers on Twitter and the shit, like I said, about Drake. And I'm not going to, you know, go off path, but why do we care so much about Tory Lanez? That's why I said, prime example is the Drake and Pusha T beef, right? So with that, I've always said this. The biggest thing that came out of the beef was that Drake had what? He had a kid, right? That nobody knew about. Everybody still to this day goes off and goes crazy because Pusha T announced that that man has a kid.
And mind you, right? Kid was only like a year old?
It's not even that, whether the kid's a year old or not. Andre, does Drake owe you anything for you know about his child?
No, nigga. No,
he doesn't
owe
me anything. He doesn't owe the world anything. That's his child.
It's not anyone else's business.
He can choose when he wants to show the world his kid or not. You know what I'm saying? If he wants to give his kid an Adidas press run to roll him out that could help bankroll that little nigga's future, everybody's seen it as, oh, he's looking at money. He's trying to get more money so his kid can be even straight. Also, look at what DJ Khaled did. A lot of niggas don't look at this. A couple other rappers have done this, I'm about to say, too. A couple rap niggas have also made their kids executive producers of their albums so that their kid can also get a percentage of the money for their own. Just saying, it's a very smart thing to do, you know? You know, market-wise, it's a smart thing to make sure your kid will be set. If anything happened to your money, he still has, you know, his money. You know, I don't fucking think about it like that, though. But it's cool. But I think, you know, that's enough of this subject. That's enough of today. I am personally tired. You know, we had a long day today. Been up since 7:30. I'm exhausted. And honestly, I'm exhausted. So I think we're going to wrap up right here.
Yeah.
I cannot give you guys a definitive answer on when we will be back. I can just say I hope it's soon. Sooner than what it previously was.
That's about all we all we can say at this
point. That's all we can say. It's too much going on. Yeah, schedules are just like super conflicted. The only off days I got are the weekends. You know, that's the only time I'm really free is the weekends. But, you know, Andre here is always busy on the weekends. So,
and hate to have to break it to you guys, we don't get paid for this, so we still got to pay the bills.
At least not yet.
Yeah, not yet, but still.
You know, this isn't a moneymaker, so we still got to work and, you know, try to get in when we can. Like I said, hopefully the next time won't be as long as it previously was. I think this was a couple months. Then I think I dropped a throwaway episode just because, like, I just wanted to put it out to, like, one, I wanted to put it out, put something out, but two, I just wanted to, like, get it out the vault because I was like, this just should not be in the vault anymore. Like, it needs to go. Because I think the episode was, like, 6 months old type shit. If not long, I think it was, like, long, it was maybe 8 months old, actually. And I was like, oh, yeah, this needs to get out. Like, I don't want this just sitting here. I didn't want to go to waste and just delete it. But yeah, that's it. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, it's not as long as the previous is. Of course, it was always a good time to come back to shit. Like I said in the beginning, you know, my social media break begins after this is out, which will be shortly. My social media hiatus. My hiatus in general, as far as being accessible to people in any, you know, way of like social media. Texting, calling, I'm not, you know, if it's emergency, of course I'll pick up, you know. But if it's just to, like, shoot the shit, you know, I'd probably be more inclined to, like, stay in my own lane. But, yeah, we had fun here today. It was a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Of course, I wish, you know, it could have been, you know, I got a little lit while we was doing it or whatever it may be. Could have done whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. But I do appreciate you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you guys for tuning in.
For a fact.
We always do. Always very appreciative. I know, like I said, it's been months, so if, you know, you guys could, you know, turn up, that'd be lit.
And we try to bring y'all the best that we can when it comes to certain topics and things, because it's just, let's just be honest, is it everybody, a lot of people will do hot topics like this and conform to tell you what you want to hear.
And well, that's also because they got somebody to answer to. We don't have anybody to answer.
Yeah, we don't have anybody to answer to. So
there isn't like somebody that's telling me, "Oh yeah, you can't say that." Oh,
or partnerships I'm worried about offending and all the rest of that. Nah, we're gonna cut this shit. I mean, we're just gonna give it to you raw.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. It's gonna take a couple of M's for niggas to get me to like even remotely give creative control to somebody.
Facts.
It's just like the whims. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, they would have to have like ownership of this shit in order for me to.
Because I'm not. Perform. I'm just not. Because of the fact that the objective truth is shielded so much and protected so much and not talked about so much. I'm just not in a position, at least right now, where I'm willing to coddle someone else and not give it. Like when it's so freely not.
When I say a couple M's, I'm talking about like, you know, we gotta give out at least a little 25 ball.
Easy.
Each for me to conform to you telling me what I can talk about. Can't talk about. I would say that it has to be 25 each. You know, like 50 mil is our buy-in price.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not an internet persona nor a celebrity. I could really give a fuck less how you feel about my take.
The same shit I tweet.
I don't care.
Same shit I will say.
I don't care. I'll tell you that in person. Doesn't mean we got beef and doesn't mean I gotta hate you. But at the same time, when I see your stupid shit, I'm gonna say it. Same way I would expect somebody to call me on mine. Period.
But look, man, it's been a blast, bro. Like I said, we appreciate y'all tuning in. We will catch y'all on the flip.
Deuces.